There is another election tomorrow in Los Angeles County. Voters will head to the polls to choose the replacement to longtime Congressman Javier Becerra, who left that job earlier this year to become California's Attorney General. And two Democrats are vying to replace him, State Assemblyman Jimmy Gomez and former L.A. City Planning Commissioner Robert Lee Ahn. Kevin Roderick has been watching this race, and he's here with this week's L.A. Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Tell us a little bit about the 34th District now. Who lives there, and what are some of the key issues?
Well, another election. Figure
I know.
That.
This seems like we've had several just since last November.
We have. Well, the 34th District is one of those, I think, interesting Los Angeles districts. It covers a sprawling area from around Koreatown, east through MacArthur Park, through parts of downtown, across the river onto the east side. So it has a lot of Latino voters and has a growing segment of Korean-American voters. And that's become part of the interesting dynamic of this race.
The interesting dynamic being one man is a Latino and the other is a Korean-American.
Jimmy Gomez, who is the state assemblyman from part of that area, his parents came from Mexico, and Robert Lee Ahn's parents came from Korea.
Gomez is somewhat of a known entity in this race. He's no stranger to politics. He has the support of the party establishment, the Democrats, including Governor Brown. What about Ahn?
Ahn is running, well, without that advantage. He doesn't have the mayor backing him. He doesn't have Becerra backing him. He doesn't have Governor Brown. And Gomez also has organized labor largely behind him. Ahn is running with a different mix. He does have the intense interest and support of the Korean community. That's not a very big part of that district, but it's something. He also has the backing of Mike Wu, the former city councilman who ran for mayor a couple of decades ago, and former mayor Richard Reardon. So he does have some support coming from different quadrants of the political spectrum. They're both Democrats, and I guess they're both anti-Trump Democrats in that sense. Ahn carries a little bit of baggage in this district in that he was a registered Republican until a few years ago.
Until a few years ago, Richard Reardon, who is backing him, is a Republican, obviously. There are two Democrats in this runoff, though, and I wonder in this district if there are conservative voters who are leaning toward one of the two.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of conservative voters are, and if they are, they're probably looking more closely at Ahn. I think a much more important consolidated base, if you're going to look for that, of someone who would support Ahn would be the Korean-American community. You know, there's a lot of early voting going on in the district, and there were apparently lines yesterday. Ahn voted yesterday at a library in Koreatown, and there were apparently lines of voters waiting to turn in their ballots there. So if he can excite them, then that does give him at least a little bit of a foothold to do well here. You know, he did very well in the primary, and he looked like he was coming into this race with a lot of strength. So I think it's really, you know, it's certainly too soon to call a winner, that's for sure.
Polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Voting once again in the 34th Congressional District. Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observe. Kevin, thanks.